Emotive and friendly tone.
Friendly but serious tone. Input content. A series of statements about Amazon's new Alexa Plus sassy persona, covering topics like humanizing AI, safety guardrails, consumer desire for connection, future implications, etc. 2. Analyze the input data. The input is already structured as points paragraphs with speaker tags implied by the alternating nature, though the input labels them Speaker 1, then Speaker 2 sequentially. I need to convert these bullet point-like statements into spoken dialogue. I need to ensure Speaker 1 sounds warm, enthusiastic, and expressive, emotive and friendly. I need to ensure Speaker 2 sounds grounded, thoughtful, and professional yet approachable, friendly but serious. 3. Drafting section by section. Intro Amazon Update. S1. Friendly excitement about Alexa Plus. You know how we've all been waiting for. S2. Serious context about the criticism. But let's be real, they were just robots. The sassy persona, S1, emotive description of the shift. It's not just a tool anymore. S2, serious breakdown of features. They introduced sassy. It adds attitude. Examples timers cooking, S1, friendly example. Imagine setting a timer and getting roasted instead of a beep. S2, serious analysis. It's about sarcasm and context. Safety / NSFW, S1, worried but hopeful tone. But wait, is it safe? S2, serious explanation. Strict guardrails. No hate speech, just edgy humor. Filters / context, S1, excited by tech capability. They can tell the difference between a swear word in anger versus. Safety, S2, acknowledging the difficulty. Highwire Act. Balancing freedom and harm prevention. Consumer connection, S1, warm, emotional appeal. We want connection, not isolation. S2, serious market analysis. It shows an understanding of relationship dynamics. Future / competitive advantage. S1, optimistic about choices. You pick your vibe. S2, strategic view. Professional modes next. Success dictates the future. Conclusion, S1, celebratory summary. Big milestone for accessibility. S2, forward-looking serious note. Blurring the line between human and machine. 4. Refining tone. Speaker 1. Needs to sound like a host who loves tech but cares about feelings. Use words like wow, imagine, you know how we feel. Keep sentences varied, maybe some exclamations. Speaker 2. Needs to sound like an expert analyst. Calm delivery. Focus on implications and constraints. Avoid overly casual slang. Keep it grounded. 5. Review against constraints. No thinking tags and output. No introductory remarks. Only script content with Speaker 1 and Speaker 2 tags. Check flow. Ensure smooth transitions between the points AG, from features to safety to future. 6. Final polish. Combine short input lines into conversational blocks. Ensure the transition from sassy to safety isn't too abrupt. Make sure Speaker 1 doesn't sound too chaotic, and Speaker 2 doesn't sound too dry. Self-correction during drafting. The input text is quite dense. I need to make sure I don't just copy-paste, but actually write dialogue that uses that information. Input, Amazon is revolutionizing voice assistant technology. Script, S1. So big news for us tech lovers. Input, for years, smart speakers. Criticized, script S2, but honestly. For years, we've been stuck with flat responses. Let's assemble the script. Wait, one check on constraints. Output only the script content. I must not add any markdown headers or explanations before after. Just the script. Wait, checking speaker tags. The prompt asks to maintain the format with Speaker 1 and Speaker 2. I will use those exact strings. Let's write it. S1, hey everyone. Amazon is absolutely revolutionizing voice assistant technology right now. They're launching a new personality option for Alexa Plus, specifically designed to make AI interactions feel real, you know. More human and engaging. S2, it feels like we've been waiting for this. For years, smart speakers have just been criticized for those flat, robotic responses that prioritize utility over actual connection. S1, exactly. This update marks a huge shift. We're moving digital assistants away from being mere command tools and toward becoming actual digital companions. S2, the centerpiece here is definitely the new sassy persona. S1, that's right. The primary function of the sassy option is to simply inject some attitude into conversations. S2, unlike traditional AI that responds with sanitized corporate speak, this lets the assistant make teasing remarks, witty comments, and even mild profanity. S1, I can picture it. For instance, when you set a timer instead of a standard timer set, the assistant might joke about your cooking skills. S2. It acknowledges that humor often relies on sarcasm and casual language to resonate effectively in everyday interactions. S1. By permitting cursing within conversational contexts, Amazon aims to bridge the gap between functional utility and entertainment. They want it to feel less like an automated phone greeting and more like a real person hanging out. S2. However, this freedom comes with strict safety guardrails. It's not an open tab. S1, a critical component is distinguishing between edgy humor and harmful content. While the persona can curse and banter, it is prohibited from generating not safe for work material. S2, this includes bans on sexually explicit content, hate speech, and harmful misinformation. S1, Amazon has implemented advanced filters capable of distinguishing contextually appropriate profanity, like calling a user out for being late, from violations of safety guidelines. S2, this represents a high-wire act in content moderation, balancing user freedom with the necessity to prevent harm. S1, for developers and safety engineers, this sets a new standard for differentiating between expressive AI and dangerous AI. S2, the push for personalized AI experiences is driven by a growing consumer desire for connection. S1, in an era where social media can feel isolating, users are seeking technology that mimics human interaction more closely. It feels much warmer than just getting commands done. S2, the ability of an AI to roast or tease suggests a deeper understanding of context and relationship dynamics. S1. This evolution signals a fundamental shift in how society views digital assistants. They are no longer passive devices waiting for commands, but active partners in conversation. S2. This aligns with broader trends in conversational AI, where models are trained on nuanced datasets to understand sarcasm, tone, and cultural references. S1. For Amazon, offering diverse personalities like the sassy option provides a competitive advantage by allowing users to toggle between formal and casual modes based on their specific tastes. S2. Some users prefer a polite assistant, while others crave a friend-like experience. Giving users control over their digital environment enhances engagement significantly. S1. Furthermore, this update serves as a beta test for the future of fully humanized AI interactions. S2. Looking ahead, this introduction is just the beginning. As AI models improve, it is expected that more diverse personalities will emerge to suit different use cases. S1. Potential future modes could include a professional, a jovial, or even a philosophical mode tailored for specific scenarios. S2. The success of the sassy persona will likely dictate how much expressive freedom other voice assistants are granted in the future. S1. Ultimately, Alexa Plus gaining an adult-oriented personality option is a significant milestone in AI accessibility and engagement. It's huge news. S2. It proves that technology can be both safe and expressive simultaneously. S1. By allowing cursing while banning NSFW content, Amazon has set a precedent for how future AI companions will navigate the delicate balance between being funny friends and helpful tools. S2. As this technology advances, the line between human conversation and machine interaction continues to blur, promising a more entertaining and engaging digital experience for everyone. Wait, looking at the input again. The input is already quite dialogue-like, but needs to feel more natural conversational. I should expand slightly on the transitions to make it flow better as a podcast. I need to ensure speaker 1 sounds emotive, warmer, and speaker 2 sounds serious, grounded. Revised plan. I will keep the core sentences but tweak the phrasing to match the tone instructions more strictly. S1 emotive and friendly use words like wow, imagine, I love this, it makes me think. S2 friendly but serious use words like however, important to note, we must consider the reality is. Let's refine the draft to ensure distinct voices. Draft.
So, Amazon is absolutely revolutionizing voice assistant technology right now. They're introducing a new personality option for their premium service, Alexa Plus, specifically designed to make those AI interactions feel more human and engaging.
It feels like it's finally time. For years, smart speakers have been criticized for flat, robotic responses that prioritize utility over connection.
Exactly. This update marks a significant shift. We are moving digital assistants away from being mere command tools toward becoming actual digital companions.
The centerpiece of this chain is the introduction of the sassy persona.
That's right. The primary function of the sassy option is to inject attitude into conversations. It brings life back in.
Unlike traditional AI that responds with sanitized corporate speak, the new persona allows for teasing remarks, witty comments, and even mild profanity.
I can picture it perfectly. For instance, when a user sets a timer, the assistant might respond with a joke about their cooking skills rather than a standard confirmation.
This capability acknowledges that humor often relies on sarcasm and casual language to resonate effectively in everyday interactions.
By permitting cursing within conversational contexts, Amazon aims to bridge the gap between functional utility and entertainment, making the AI feel less like an automated phone greeting and more like a real person chatting with you.
However, this freedom comes with strict safety guardrails. It's not without limits.
A critical component of the update is the distinction between edgy humor and harmful content. While the sassy persona can curse and banter, it is prohibited from generating not safe for work material.
This includes bans on sexually explicit content, hate speech, and harmful misinformation.
Amazon has implemented advanced filters capable of distinguishing contextually appropriate profanity, such as calling a user out for being late, from violations of safety guidelines. That is so clever.
This represents a high-wire act in content moderation, balancing user freedom with the necessity to prevent harm.
For developers and safety engineers, this sets a new standard for differentiating between expressive AI and dangerous AI. It opens up so many creative possibilities.
The push for personalized AI experiences is driven by a growing consumer desire for connection. We want to feel less alone.
In an era where social media can feel isolating, users are seeking technology that mimics human interaction more closely. It's about the warmth of the exchange.
the ability of an AI to roast or tease, suggests a deeper understanding of context and relationship dynamics.
This evolution signals a fundamental shift in how society views digital assistants. They are no longer passive devices waiting for commands, but active partners in conversation.
This aligns with broader trends in conversational AI, where models are trained on nuanced datasets to understand sarcasm, tone, and cultural references.
For Amazon, offering diverse personalities like the sassy option provides a competitive advantage by allowing users to toggle between formal and casual modes based on their specific tastes.
Some users prefer a polite assistant, while others crave a friend-like experience. It gives you control over your environment.
Giving users control over their digital environment enhances engagement. Imagine having that choice.
Furthermore, this update serves as a beta test for the future of fully humanized AI interactions.
Looking ahead, this introduction is just the beginning. The possibilities are endless.
As AI models improve, it is expected that more diverse personalities will emerge to suit different use cases.
Potential future modes could include a professional, a jovial, or even a philosophical mode tailored for specific scenarios.
The success of the sassy persona will likely dictate how much expressive freedom other voice assistants are granted in the future.
Ultimately, Alexa Plus gaining an adult-oriented personality option is a significant milestone in AI accessibility and engagement. It's such a big deal.
It proves that technology can be both safe and expressive simultaneously.
By allowing cursing while banning NSFW content, Amazon has set a precedent for how future AI companions will navigate the delicate balance between being funny friends and helpful tools.
As this technology advances, the line between human conversation and machine interaction continues to blur, promising a more entertaining and engaging digital experience for everyone. Review: the distinction in tone is visible but could be sharper. S1 needs to be warmer, more emotive. S2 needs to be slightly more serious, grounded. I will tweak some phrases to emphasize this without losing the content. S1, that's right. Oh, imagine that. S2, it is expected, we expect. Keep it concise but flowing. Final check on constraints: no thinking tags. Only script. Speaker tags correct. Let's finalize the text. I will ensure the transitions are smooth and the tone instructions are respected in the word choice. S1, more exclamation points, warmer language. I love, imagine, feels like. S2, measured language. However, this includes, it represents. Okay, ready to generate, /think.
So, Amazon is absolutely revolutionizing voice assistant technology right now. They're introducing a new personality option for their premium service, Alexa Plus, specifically designed to make those AI interactions feel more human and engaging.
It feels like it's finally time. For years, smart speakers have been criticized for flat, robotic responses that prioritize utility over connection.
Exactly. This update marks a significant shift. We are moving digital assistants away from being mere command tools toward becoming actual digital companions.
The centerpiece of this chain is the introduction of the sassy persona.
That's right. The primary function of the sassy option is to inject attitude into conversations. It brings life back in.
Unlike traditional AI that responds with sanitized corporate speak, the new persona allows for teasing remarks, witty comments, and even mild profanity.
I can picture it perfectly. For instance, when a user sets a timer, the assistant might respond with a joke about their cooking skills rather than a standard confirmation.
This capability acknowledges that humor often relies on sarcasm and casual language to resonate effectively in everyday interactions.
By permitting cursing within conversational contexts, Amazon aims to bridge the gap between functional utility and entertainment, making the AI feel less like an automated phone greeting and more like a real person chatting with you.
However, this freedom comes with strict safety guardrails. It's not without limits.
A critical component of the update is the distinction between edgy humor and harmful content. While the sassy persona can curse and banter, it is prohibited from generating not safe for work material.
This includes bans on sexually explicit content, hate speech, and harmful misinformation.
Amazon has implemented advanced filters capable of distinguishing contextually appropriate profanity, such as calling a user out for being late, from violations of safety guidelines. That is so clever.
This represents a high-wire act in content moderation, balancing user freedom with the necessity to prevent harm.
For developers and safety engineers, this sets a new standard for differentiating between expressive AI and dangerous AI. It opens up so many creative possibilities.
The push for personalized AI experiences is driven by a growing consumer desire for connection. We want to feel less alone.
In an era where social media can feel isolating, users are seeking technology that mimics human interaction more closely. It's about the warmth of the exchange.
The ability of an AI to roast or tease suggests a deeper understanding of context and relationship dynamics.
This evolution signals a fundamental shift in how society views digital assistants. They are no longer passive devices waiting for commands, but active partners in conversation.
This aligns with broader trends in conversational AI, where models are trained on nuanced datasets to understand sarcasm, tone, and cultural references.
For Amazon, offering diverse personalities like the sassy option provides a competitive advantage by allowing users to toggle between formal and casual modes based on their specific tastes.
Some users prefer a polite assistant, while others crave a friend-like experience. It gives you control over your environment.
Giving users control over their digital environment enhances engagement. Imagine having that choice.
Furthermore, this update serves as a beta test for the future of fully humanized AI interactions.
Looking ahead, this introduction is just the beginning. The possibilities are endless.
As AI models improve, it is expected that more diverse personalities will emerge to suit different use cases.
Potential future modes could include a professional, a jovial, or even a philosophical mode tailored for specific scenarios.
The success of the sassy persona will likely dictate how much expressive freedom other voice assistants are granted in the future.
Ultimately, Alexa Plus gaining an adult-oriented personality option is a significant milestone in AI accessibility and engagement. It's such a big deal.
It proves that technology can be both safe and expressive simultaneously.
By allowing cursing while banning NSFW content, Amazon has set a precedent for how future AI companions will navigate the delicate balance between being funny friends and helpful tools.
As this technology advances, the line between human conversation and machine interaction continues to blur, promising a more entertaining and engaging digital experience for everyone.